Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. right from the land of 10,000 lakes and with his blend of original jazz. That was trumpeter John Raymond with the 2012 song Isotope off his album Strength and Song. The Minneapolis native began his jazz walk at the age of 7 playing the piano and weaved his way to the horn that would become his signature sound, the trumpet. Back in high school, he began performing at the Dakota Jazz Club and played and learned from some of the city's best musicians. Eventually, he moved on to New York, and back in 2009, he got his master's degree in jazz studies from SUNY Purchase College. Since then, he regularly performs with cats like Billy Hart, John Abercrombie, Oren Evans, Ethan Iverson, Linda O, and many others. He plays in clubs and festivals all over the place, particularly in New York City, and he's recorded with Grammy-nominated singer Sara Bareilles. He has been to the Austin City Limits Music Festival, and he is a sought-after educator and guest clinician for high schools and universities across America. But it was in the very beginning, and it was one Nicholas Payton album that got his jazz bones moving. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to tell me about that.
I think I was a junior in high school. I heard this live bootleg of Nicholas Payton playing at the Dakota. A friend of mine had bootlegged this show, and it starts off with this like really burning, you know, 8-bar drum solo, and then Nicholas comes in and just plays this crazy intro. But for whatever reason, I felt like in that moment I was like, "Holy cow! Like I want to do that."
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of some great jazz talent, like Bobby Watson, Herman Mahari, and the great Stan Kessler, along with many others, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of music and jive to fill this next hour together with some cool jazz, baby. And speaking of friends and talent from the Big Apple, this is talented sax man Russ Nolan with his modern, high-energy music served up by a true Renaissance man. Here he is with a cut off his 2015 album, his latest, Call It What You Want, with the theme of our show. The song is called Jazz is a Four-Letter Word. Thank you.
This is Russ Nolan, New York City saxophonist. You're listening to Neon Jazz, giving Kansas City listeners a journey into one of America's finest inventions. Hosted by the knowledgeable and insightful Joe Domino.
That was free jazz trombonist, composer, and educator Steve Swell from the streets of Newark, New Jersey with the 2007 song Antlers off the album Remember Now. He has been hailed as one of the most adventurous and prolific members of the New York free jazz community, and he has remained at the forefront of improvised music for more than 20 years. He was hugely influenced by Roswell Rudd during the mid-70s. He's been in New York City since 1975, playing in top 40 bands, salsa bands, big bands, those of Buddy Rich and Lionel Hampton, and he performed on Broadway in Bob Fosse's Dancin'. But over the years, his prowess has brought about a number of awards and grants, and you don't hear about Steve a lot, but he's prolific. This next tune comes from a local Kansas City jazz ensemble called the Five Star Jazz Band, a nonprofit community band, their take on Sweet Georgia Brown.
Hey, jazz lovers, this is Victor and Penny.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was New York City alto saxophonist and composer David Binney with the 2010 tune Fuchsia Swing Song. Originally from Miami, Florida, he was raised in Southern California, where his folks were big jazz fans, and they introduced him to cats like John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Bobby Hutcherson, and the great Wayne Shorter. At the age of 19, he moved to New York City and studied with Phil Woods, Dave Liebman, and George Coleman. He literally played all over the world with some of the finest to ever hop on the stage. But it's 55 Bar in New York City that is always his go-to joint, and he is always going strong. This next tune is flat out cool, and it's brought to you by the Monster Rally. Here's the 2010 song, Sun's Hula.
Well, you see, that's because this isn't an old-fashioned fairy tale. This fairy tale is about here and now.
Yeah.
That was the man originally from London, but he's now in New York City. Jazz saxophonist Wayne Escoffrey with the 2009 song No Desert off his Uptown CD. Since 2000, he has been working in the Big Apple with cats like Carl Allen, Eric Reed, and the Mingus Big Band. He has been described as a talented youngster capable of long flowing lines, noteworthy creativity, and a broad range of expressiveness. And for all of these years, he has been pushing the jazz craft into new and very bold directions. Joined by the Sugar Hill Quartet, here's Patience Higgins next on Neon Jazz with the 2009 tune Up Jump Spring live in Harlem.
Thank you. Hi, this is Joanne Weaver, and you're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is Addison Fry, pianist from Lawrence, Kansas, now based in New York City, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a very cool cat, born and raised in San Juan, Puerto Rico, saxophonist Miguel Zanon, with the 2007 song Prayer One Blessing off his album Looking Forward. And Miguel is always doing that. Taking the honors of closing out this episode of Neon Jazz is a cool tune from Dutch flautist and composer, a cat that was mainly in the field of avant-garde jazz, Chris Hines. Here he is with the 1971 song What the World Needs Now. And hopefully what you needed was jazz, and we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always digging that jazz, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Like what you heard, let us know. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.